So just to talk a little bit about from last week, and segue into a little bit of a new point. But basically, the Gemara says is that all the mitzvos God gave to the Jewish people in public. You know, and he let all the nations know about it. Except for Shabbos, was given to the Jews in private. So he said, it doesn't mean that God actually made an out, you know, went to them literally and said, hey, do you want the Torah? What it means is that the ideas of the Torah were readily available to man. There's a hashgacha that made it public and well known. Avram was a public figure, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nisim of Mitzrayim, Yosef was a public figure. It wasn't a secret. The idea of the Jewish people and the Jewish nation and Torah was not a secret in the world, but they were political events, national, worldwide events that people, the civilized world knew about the Torah, and they had the option to accept it, and they didn't. And therefore, they have no time they have no time to say, hey, if you gave us the Torah. No, you knew about it, and you could have taken it. You decided not to. Fine. But Shabbos, they didn't know about. It says they didn't know about it. That was private. So the Gemara says, so then they should have a taina. They could say, listen, if we would have known about Shabbos, we would have taken the Torah. Shabbos is an important part of the Torah. The idea of Yom HaShabbos, so the day that celebrates creation and all that stuff, so that they could have a taina. So it says, no, they knew. They knew about Shabbos. They just didn't know about the reward of Shabbos. Now, what's this great reward of Shabbos? So we showed from the Pesukim that the reward is that Shabbos is a mark. It marks Klal Yisrael as being the chosen nation. Being the nation, we are given God's day of rest, so to speak, for us to rest and to emulate God and think about God as the Creator. And the idea of the Yom HaShabbos was only given to the Jewish people. And the reward, the greater reward that came with Shabbos was not known to the world. The world didn't know about the reward, that the Shabbos brought with it. That the fact that taking Torah and taking Shabbos would give them that distinction in the world as being the Am Hashem. And being the Am Hashem is a great benefit to us. We're looked at, we have a great mark in the place in the world. People look at us in a certain light. And we thereby have a certain hashgacha. We have a certain relationship with God based upon that identity. And that's brought about directly through Shabbos, because that's our unique, that's given not to us only. So Matt's asking now, it says, but if you're telling me, it seems like a contradiction, because the one we're saying is that it was given to Jewish people in private about the schar. I didn't tell the guy about the schar. But the other hand, they're saying is the whole schar is that we're known as God's chosen people through Shabbos. So doesn't that seem to be a public idea, that we're known publicly as God's chosen people through Shabbos? So how do I resolve those two things? I think the answer, I was thinking of two things to answer what you're saying. It's, first of all, it just means that it was given in public means they had the opportunity, they're given the choice to accept it. And they were told about the Torah, or they were made known about the Torah, but they were not made known about the Schar of Shabbos. They're not made known about the Schar of Shabbos. And therefore, but that's like historically speaking, they didn't know about that. They knew about the idea of Yom HaShabbos, they didn't know about the Schar of Shabbos. But now it doesn't mean that afterwards, after Klal Yisrael emerged and becomes Klal Yisrael, that now no one knows about it. Now it's too late. I mean, this is talking about originally when God gave the Torah, it was given in that manner. But that's what it means, how it was given. It was given in a way that was not, that was private. Additionally, I don't know if it means so much that it was, it's not only that it was private, it's that they weren't given the opportunity to take on that role. They weren't given that chance. That was when it was private. Not necessarily that they don't know about it. But even though now they know about it, but they don't have the option. They have the option to do all the mitzvahs if they want. They don't have the option to do Shabbos. That was reserved for Klal Yisrael. That was a star which was reserved, even nowadays, just to Klal Yisrael. What I'm saying is, Bitsina means, first of all, they didn't know about it originally, but also means they weren't given the opportunity to take it. I mean, maybe originally they could have, but then even nowadays, even now that they know about it, they don't have the option to keep it. So it's still restricted from them. Yeah, the Chayim Mitzvah, they keep it. So I'm not saying it is a private thing now. I'm saying it was given in private, means that it was, it was that part was not revealed at the time. It was not a well-known thing. That it was that Shabbos was going to serve that function. And even now that it does serve that function, it's still reserved for Klal Yisrael. Given in public, the other mitzvah given in public means they were well-known, the whole Torah was well-known, and they could have jumped on it. At the time. What?
Before. before Matan Torah?
Yeah, the ideas of that. I don't know every mitzvah, but the ideas of the Torah. Ideas of the Torah and the whole lifestyle of the Torah. And yeah, and I guess the Torah itself. They could have taken on the life of the Torah, basically. They could have taken on the life of the Torah. I don't know if they didn't get the Torah, God didn't give them the Torah, but it means they could have basically been taken on the life of the Torah. They couldn't have taken on the Shabbos, or they couldn't take. They didn't know about the Schar. Means that they didn't. They knew about everything else in the Torah, and they knew about it, and they had the opportunity to seize it, to live like it. But they were not known. They were not made known about that. And even after they were made known about the Schar of Shabbos, they can't do anything about it. They can't take it. But I think it means beforehand. And that's what it's saying, is that God went around to the nations before He gave the Torah. So presumably it means they knew about the Torah before He gave the Torah. It doesn't mean they knew every single mitzvah, but it means they knew about all the basic ideas of the Torah. And they didn't choose it. But they knew about Shabbos also, but they didn't know about the Schar of Shabbos. They didn't know that the Torah would afford this great benefit to a nation. That they didn't know about. But they can't say, hey, if we would have known about the great benefit, what do you mean? You knew about Shabbos, you knew what it was, you knew the nature of the institution, and you didn't take it. Yeah, I think the main thing is... Uh-oh, I just started it again. Yeah, I think the main thing is, it means at the time, when Torah was given, at that time, before that time, prior to that time, it was a public thing. Like, that's what the Chazal is saying, the Pesukim. It says God came from Seir, from Paran, and all right. It says, what was God doing there? He used to get telling them about the Torah. So it means is that there was Hashkacha prior to the fact that people knew about the Torah. But there was no Hashkacha about informing the people about the Shachar of Shabbos. That was not an Hashkacha like that. So what I wanted to do is to talk a little bit about Shabbos davening. Okay? And I think it might be related a little bit. Okay? So, in Shabbos Shachris. So we say, it may be a good idea, if you know by heart or to get a sitter, to look along, it says, Yismach Moshe b'man eschalko, means Moshe is happy in his portion, you know, the portion, the gift of his portion. Ki evad ne'eman karaselo, because you called him a trustworthy servant. Okay? Not clear what it's talking about, really. Klod tferes brosho nasata, though, you gave him a crown of glory on his head. Brondol fnechal har Sinai, when he stood before you on har Sinai. Ushnei luchos avon rabbi yado, and he brought down the luchos. Because of Hashmir Shabbos, and it written in the Torah, and the Luchos was about guarding the Shabbos. V'chein kosev v'sarei secha, and this is what it was written. V'shomu b'nei Yisrael as Shabbos. Right, the Jewish people should guard the Shabbos. Lasos the Shabbos dorsam bris olam, to do the Shabbos for generations as the eternal covenant. B'nei v'nei Yisrael asil olam, between and the Jewish people, they assigned forever. Kishesh yom asar shalim asar tu yashivas v'nefash, that God created the world in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He didn't give it to the other nations of the world. He didn't inherit it to the bequeath it to the world of the Zara. Nor in its rest they dwell in it. They could not just dwell in it. Because he just gave it to Israel, his nation, with love. To the chosen, the seed of Yaakov, who he chose. Amikad Sheshavi, the nation who sanctifies Shabbos, Kulamis, we send with Tavacha. All are satisfied and take on enjoyment from your goodness. Vashavi, and the seventh day of Shabbos, you have found favor and Mikadesh Chemdasim also Grasa. You call it the treasure of days. Zeichel Masa Vershis is remembrance to the Masa Vershis. That's just on Shabbos, yes. Okay, so what strikes me as funny, I mean, all this is very nice, but what's funny is the Moshe part. Right? What's it saying? Moshe was happy in his gifted portion, because you called him a chosen servant. And you put a crown of glory on his head when he stood on Har Sinai, and you had placed the two luchos on his hands, and in the luchos, it was written about Shabbos. And this is what is written, quote. and the Jewish should guard Shabbos, and so on and so forth. I mean, what is Moshe, what do you need that? It sounds almost like it's just an intro to quote the Pasuk about Shabbos. But I mean, there's easier ways to intro to quote the Pasuk about Shabbos than to talk about Moshe and his crown of glory that you gave him when he stood on Har Sinai. I mean, what does that have anything to do with Shabbos? What does that mean? You gave Moshe a crown of glory because of Shabbos? I mean, that's Har Sinai. I mean, it's true. One part of Har Sinai was Shabbos. But I mean, that's the crown? The crown is that he got Shabbos? It doesn't seem so. It sounds like the clue is that he Evanemon Grossel, that he is the chosen as the trustworthy servant. So I don't know, just like, what does this have anything to do with the tefillah? So I see here, the Amalfios says, that's simple pshat, that was the great gift, was that you called him an Evanemon, that you chose him to be this great servant. Right, that's the greatest present. But not Shabbos. Yeah, but I mean, what the connection is hard. I mean, he says, funny, he says, since this day is Yom Kadosh, so it's appropriate to mention the man who took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Kaddish of the mitzvah Sayom, the mitzvah of this Kaddish great day. Sounds like a little bit of a reach, though. Since you start the night one, you sanctify the seventh day for your name. Okay? Most of you say, you count the Shabbos, you set up Shabbos, you take whatever, it's Karbanos. You know, what do you say? You're one, your name is Amikam Chesagahad Bara, two's like one nation in the world. You're the choicest, whatever. You gave a great nation, and he gave this great day of rest to your nation. So it's basically leading into that. You're one, and you know, talk about the praise of the players of God and of the Jewish people, and that you gave us this great Shabbos. So it's the direct thing. But I mean, this intro about Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be off the topic. That's my question. What does that mean? Is any connection? Also, Moshe's happy. Okay, he's happy about his gift. Why is that? So, okay, he's very happy. Why do we care about that Moshe's happy? I mean, maybe we care, but I mean, I don't know why we have to mention it in our davening. Okay, so I'm thinking along Yonah's lines here. Namely, that we're talking about here is this is a fundamental idea in Shabbos, is the schar of Shabbos. Right? This matan schar. And the star of Shabbos is that the Shabbos sets us apart, distinguishes us as the nation of God, right? And that's a great benefit to us. And that's the idea, that it's an os, that it's a sign that we are, you know, we are his chosen nation. So the thing is that idea finds its fullest fruition in the person of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, that role which we have as being the ambassadors to God, as being the chosen nation, servants of God, Kohanim or Machs Kohanim, the God, as the nation of priests or teachers of God, is realized in its highest degree through the person of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest simcha from that role. Right, and Simcha is relevant because that's the idea in Shabbos, the great Tzara of Shabbos, which means that there is the role of being a servant of God is the role which brings a person great Simcha. And that's why Shabbos is a great Tzara, because it puts us in that role. So we begin with the epitome of that idea, which is in Moshe Rabbeinu. He's on Moshe rejoiced in his portion because he had a name on cross all, because he was called the trustworthy servant. Right, you put a crown on his head and he went on Har Sinai because now he became crowned as being the Shliach Messenger of God. And he brought in it the Torah, and in the Torah it set the Jewish people up as that role. But Moshe was vis-a-vis the Jewish people, so to speak. The Jewish people were vis-a-vis the world. And the Shabbos was our os, was our sign to the world that we are the ones who to carry on that role. And that's what it says, is that this was written in Torah, Shom Reis Shabbos Olam, will be a covenant forever. So between God and Jewish people, it will be a sign forever. Through Kal Yisrael living doing Shabbos, we are exhibiting the sign that God created the world. And thereby we function, and our Shmir Shabbos functions to teach the world the idea of God as a creator. And then we segue next. So you didn't give it to the other nations. Right? That's what we elaborate. They can't partake of the rest of Shabbos. Right? Right, it could be that's a reference to the other thing, the Neshama Yisera, the psychological reference of Shabbos. They can't partake of it. Ki Yisrael Amcha Nesato, the Ava, you gave it specifically to your nation. And then you see what we call Am Mikadshei Shvi. We are the nation who sanctify Shabbos. You see, that's part of our identity as a nation. Because that is our identity. Our identity is the nation of God. And that identity comes about through the fact that we are Mikadshei Shabbos. Mikadshei Shvi. We're satisfied, and we take a benefit, oneg, from your goodness. So it's talking about our satisfaction from the Afriyam Hashavas. This is the choices of days, which reminds us of creation. So this idea, the tefillah on Shabbos day, morning, is talking about Shabbos and the role, the idea of Shabbos as the sign which demarcates the Jewish people as the nation of God, and the great schar, and the benefit, which is the simcha, and the benefit, and the oneg, and the yisriya, the fullness, satisfaction, which comes about through being in that role. You know? So that's what it's basically elaborating on, these aspects brought out in this Gemara. You know? Mm-hmm. About the schar of Shabbos. And again, it's starting with Moshe, because that he really reflects it to the highest degree. And the simcha is because that's the idea. We're talking about the star of Shabbos. So the simcha is the star. Star, that role is a great simcha, brings a great simcha to a person. So that's what we talk about it, and it's the highest form. But we partake of it on a lesser form, but in the same, you know, qualitatively in the same framework, of course, but Moshe Rabbeinu is the peak. Okay, I don't know, somehow this when I did this Gemara, I just thought of this tefillah. Somehow it came to mind. But I think it's a natural, you know, natural fit. Which I think I thought about this. My brother told me, he asked me about this just much years ago, but I can't remember what I answered. But I know sometimes you can't understand. I don't know if you can't, but I don't think I did understand what this tefillah is about until I did this Gemara. This Chazal. Sometimes which is always sometimes true. I mean, the tefillahs are based upon ideas of Chazal, ideas of Masorah. We just don't necessarily know about them, and we don't discover them until we come across an appropriate Gemara, which brings out a certain idea, and then somehow, sometimes tefillahs and whatever other ideas could open up to us. Which is sometimes the way it is.